The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or Red Zebra Broadcasting.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, and we're certainly happy to have you join us here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. as we cover a wide variety of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. And we will certainly include some guests as we are this evening. And I would like to remind you that you can actually access these shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And you can also access the archives of the show. And they have an outline there so you can see what the topics have been. I am going to cover a little bit of information tonight about ways to boost your immunity and destroy your immunity. So whichever way you want to go, you can choose. And our show tonight is really dedicated to green all around. We talk about Village Green all the time, and we are going to talk about Bethesda Green and the Livability Project with Dave Feldman, who is CEO of the Livability Project, and he's going to tell us some of the transformations that have happened in Bethesda. At first, I'm going to give you a few tips and hints. 10 top things that boost immunity. And I organize these in what I consider the best order. And the top order is love, laughter, friendship, and hope. So I put that as number one, all of those. And then exercise, that includes aerobics, stretching, weights, movement, biking, whatever you can do to keep moving. And some people are surprised at this third one, but it's exposure to sunlight without sunscreen. And that's short of getting red. We've talked about this on the show many times before, and that you make vitamin D when you're exposed to the sun, but you also increase your immune cells. There's nothing kinder to immunity than some natural sun exposure. If, however, you've got melanomas and skin cancers, you still need your vitamin D, because if you're D deficient, you're more susceptible to skin cancers, prostate cancer, breast cancer, and colon cancer. And what else do we want you to do? Organic, and that's part of our green show, but we always talk about the importance of organic and especially the regular consumption of, here's that word again, greens, parsley, dill, coriander, cilantro, spring onion, and garlic. Real foods that have been part of the human diet for 2.2 million years are what we want to consume, not all the processed, low-fat junk that is out on the market. You don't see nearly as many ads for just eat your greens. How about chicken, fish, meats, nuts, and seeds? You see mostly ads for foods that are processed. So we want to get back to the way people have consumed foods for all human time. And that's fish, poultry, meat, eggs, nuts and seeds, and beans, vegetables, fruits. And later in human history came dairy and grains. And that's why not everybody does well with those. Nutritional supplements, three basics for everybody. And the first is probiotics. There's no better way to help your gut and your entire systemic immunity. That's the good bugs, the good flora that your gut needs. And probiotics are found in yogurt, but not nearly enough for most people's needs. And that would have to be an organic yogurt that actually states it contains active yogurt culture. There are other foods that are fermented that are healthy for the GI tract and for immunity. And by the way, over 70% of the immune system is in the gut. So be kind to your gut. So some of the other fermented foods include kefir, kombucha, cultured butters, and of course yogurt we mentioned, homemade sauerkraut, and there are a lot more. The other nutritional supplement, I said there are three basics for everyone, so children and adults, teenagers, all ages and stages. For the second one is the multiple vitamin mineral supplement, and you want one that's appropriate to your gender, your age, and your stage in life. And Essentials of Healthy Living is an entire program that Village Green has that can guide you as to what is good for who you are at your age and then specific to your conditions. Do you have heart issues? Are you a female who's pregnant? Are you a teenager who has headaches? Whatever the problem is, they can guide you from the basics right down to the very specifics. So that's the second recommendation. And the third under nutritional supplements is omega-3 fish oils. It's best to get it from the fish, especially the healthy fish. And if anybody wants my fishy facts, you can contact me at dana@danalake.com. And I promise I'll send you the information on the healthier, safe fish to consume. And the last way that you can boost your immunity that I've listed today is exposure to common microbes in the environment. Living in a too sterilized environment is strongly associated with compromised immunity. The immune system needs constant stimulation from the microbes in the environment. And my mother-in-law had 13 children, and those 13 were a lot healthier than I was and my sister from a very small family. And I decided early on that the dirt in that household gave immunity, and I sent my children over to play there, and I do believe they got inoculated with some protective microbes and dirt. So we've gotten a little bit, you know, too clean in our lifestyles. And later on, I'll talk about the 10 things you can do to damage your immunity. But right now, I want to bring on our guest for the night, Dave Feldman, who's CEO of the Livability Project. And they've just accomplished, really, I say it, transforming Bethesda. I'll let him explain it and tell us all about Bethesda Green and the Livability Project, and also about Dave's background and how he got interested. He was consul for trade and investment at the British Embassy, but I'll let him tell you about that. Welcome.
Thanks, Dana. It's nice to be with you today.
Glad you're here. Tell us a little about your background.
Boy, like many people, I started in the tech sector, and my passion was international business. So when the tech sector took it, I guess went through a bit of an explosion, I decided to look for something very different. And I found an opportunity at the British Embassy, which is unusual for an American. Not many Americans come in at that level. And I was head of what became trade and investment. And the investment side means foreign direct investment, helping U.S. companies set up in the U.K. And the trade is actually helping U.K. companies do business over here. So it's very much of an economic development role. And in essence, the role was to help the U.K. economy grow by creating jobs, by creating opportunities within the U.K. And, you know, I did that for almost 5 years. And, you know, somewhere in the middle of my tenure there, I realized that, you know, economic development was a lot about growth, and I think there, you know, certainly is merit to that. But there wasn't really a smart growth. There wasn't really a component looking at, you know, kind of an overall strategy or plan. So I started looking at there's opportunities to make this more sustainable. And that took me down an entire path of understanding what sustainability is. And you mentioned a few of those areas before. It's about food. It's about transportation planning. It's about the way an entire community looks at itself. And that's somewhat where I started the idea for the Livability Project.
Well, it's very interesting to me that you've gone from really international and you're right in the hometown practically.
I have, right. My travel right now is back and forth within Bethesda. So, yes, I'm much more local.
Well, I think it's exciting. Tell us a little bit about Bethesda Green and how it happened and how it's going.
Sure. The Livability Project, its goal is to help set up and accelerate, organize sustainability at a local level within the community. And Bethesda Green is the first local implementation of that. We did a few projects in California last year. And essentially what we've done is we've brought together business, government, nonprofits, the citizens to work together as a team to start addressing what it is that we need to do at the local level here. We've got a board of directors that's a representative of all those different stakeholders. We have working groups that do a lot of different programs. Strong education component. So we have a new website now, and we also have a lot of, you know, personal interaction where people can come together to learn. But we also are actually setting up a number of programs that are about all different facets of green. And we can talk a little bit about some of those areas from grease collection and biodiesel production to recycling.
Yes, I think a lot of it's fascinating. And I know that people have an interest in going green, but some people just don't know what they can do. There's some little things everybody can do, you know, within their own household and their personal products they use. But I don't think people think too much about the community. So we're going to continue this discussion, and I'll remind our listeners that you're on Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we're talking with Dave Feldman. We'll be talking green the whole show. Stay with us. We'll be back right after the break.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, Jarrow, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new and exclusive patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunotix 3 through 6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medical consultant for complete details.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable. But do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils. And due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great-tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gerro.com, Jarrow, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Can you hear now? Yes, you can. Lionel, every weekday afternoon, 3 to 6 p.m. on Obama 1260 WWRC.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the evening, and we've been having a wonderful conversation. We just got started in the first segment with Dave Feldman, who's CEO of the Livability Project, and he's been talking to us about Bethesda Green, their successes, how they got started, what they're doing, and how that hopes to spread. So tell us some more, Dave.
Sure. It was interesting. Bethesda Green was started as a concept late last year, and it was a public-private partnership, which means both government and business came together to create a vision around green. And it's the vision of a gentleman, Seth Goldman, of CEO of Honest Tea, and George Leventhal, who is one of the county council members in Montgomery County. And their idea was to create Bethesda as a green zone to attract green consumers and, got to be an example or a showcase of what communities can do.
I like the word showcase.
Yeah. We talk about showcase quite a bit, actually. Yeah. Or we just had a big event we called it. It was a showcase of different programs. So they brought in an outside consultant, which was myself and another gentleman from Sustainable Business Network of Washington. And we came in, and it's funny because when we first started this, George said, this is not going to be a government-run initiative. You have to figure out ways that this becomes financially sustainable as well. So we had to create some models that engaged the community and brought in revenue from different sources. And we have done quite a few of those. So we had a kickoff in January, January 23rd. I remember the date well. And it was at the Bethesda Theater. And, you know, we had promoted this through a number of channels. People were expecting anywhere from 50, 75, you know, 100 people tops. We had 380 people who showed up.
Wonderful.
And the community was really enthusiastic. They were asking for this. They didn't really know what it was at the time. But in theory, they liked the idea of being part of something like this that was transformative. So what we did is we laid out a vision of what this could become. We laid out a number of different types of green programs that we would like to get the community involved with. And then we set up opportunities for them to become participative in this. First thing that we did is we laid out 6 different working groups that they could sign up for. And we had probably half the people there actually signed up for a working group. We had 6 different groups. One was recycling and sustainable materials. The other one was energy efficiency, renewables, and carbon reduction. Sustainable transportation, and education outreach and marketing. And those were the first 4. And then eventually we'll have 2 others after the first of next year, probably green planning and design and greening business. And they meet monthly, and we have anywhere from 20 to 30 people who come with lots of ideas. And we've tried to put people into various teams where we can, you know, create a plan about going out and actually implementing a program. So we now actually, one of the first projects that we did was getting recycling bins in downtown Bethesda right now.
Now, do many communities have that? This seems new to me.
I'd like to think that the approach is somewhat new and different. You know, that's part of what my company, Livability Project, does. Is we've created a framework to, you know, keep people engaged, and, you know, hopefully it becomes replicable in other communities as well. But yeah, there's a lot of communities that are doing different kinds of programs, and they all have different ideas and ways that they're going forward on this.
And you got the county to help because they handle it.
Well, the key to making this successful is that everybody in the community, and I mean everybody, being every stakeholder group, needs to be represented. So on our board of directors, we have 4 businesses. Uh-huh. We have somebody who's actually on the chair or who's on the board of the Chamber of Commerce as well. We have multiple government groups, including Department of Environmental Protection and Department of Economic Development. We have the local business improvement district, which is called Bethesda Urban Partnership. We have somebody who's the president of one of the citizens associations. We will be bringing on a student because obviously this is you know, strong implications.
Wonderful.
For schools. And then we'll have a local nonprofit group as well. So I mean, we really have everyone's voice, and everyone has a role to take it back to their own constituents and their own communities to make it real for them as well.
Well, you've already had some events. Tell us about the one at the Hyatt.
Yes, we just had – we started I guess we're about 8 months old right now officially after our kickoff. And we have a themed approach that we're starting. Every month we come out with a new theme. And we played on the metaphor back to school for September. And we had a big event at the Hyatt Regency in Bethesda where we had 40 different exhibitors, partners, vendors that were all sharing what they were doing. And it was actually quite remarkable. It was free to the public. We just did this last week. I'm guessing we had 350, 400 people, and we don't have the exact final yet. And we had exhibitors from every wake of life around sustainability. And when we talk about sustainability, you know, we had 2 local food vendors, Organic to Go, and I'll see if I can say this with my best French, Le Pain Quotidien, which
Wow.
is that wonderful little, it's right at the end of Bethesda Lane, little French restaurant, and they're both organic. And they helped educate people on the benefits of organic food. We had a solar panel company. We had a company that was helping promote energy efficiency, which is supported by the state. We had a number of green vendors that were selling green products, and they were there, again, educating why their products were green. We had probably 10 to 12 different nonprofits who were, you know, introducing a whole host of different subjects. The county was involved, so we had the recycling group now, and Montgomery County has just opened up more plastic products that are recyclable, and they had a booth there to help educate people. And then we had another group there was that talking about climate change related issues, and on. We had a couple of companies there. We had a green cleaning company there. Bethesda Urban Partnership was there promoting green transportation, sustainable transportation. So it really was kind of a broad snapshot to say, here's what we are doing. You know, it's not about Bethesda Green, but we're kind of a hub that's bringing all these other entities together and making it local so people can, you know, touch and feel and know what they can do and how they can get involved.
So it's very educational. So when people attend, they can learn a lot and at least identify vendors that they would be interested in, understand what they can do. I'm really interested in talking a little bit about the audits that people can have. What can a homeowner do, and even a business? So tell us a little bit about the audits, and of course, a little bit, you know, the expense is going to vary depending on whether you have a two-bedroom house or a huge business, I'm sure. But I think it's fascinating information, and I want to give the website. It's www.BethesdaGreen.org. So that's BethesdaGreen.org. And people can go on. They can sign up for your newsletter, which is very nice, and find out about the calendar, what's happening, and everything that you're doing.
Right. Well, the energy audits is interesting. As I mentioned, we are starting our green-themed monthly program. So October is Energy Efficiency Month. And our goal is to highlight, you know, we have a newsletter, we have a website. It's highlight best practices, highlight what's going well in the community. And this is, you know, in the citizens associations, different community groups are doing good things. Some businesses are doing very interesting type of work. There's also vendors who are coming out. And I say vendors, but some of them are nonprofits as well, that are coming out with different kinds of services that they're introducing. And one of those is around energy efficiency audits for the home. And there's a number of groups right now, and I'm finding more and more that are contacting me. This has become a big growth area. So we can get into maybe a bit about green jobs later. But this is an area that a lot of folks are starting to move into, to how to green your business or your home. And you know, several years ago, these jobs didn't exist, but people are starting to realize that there are a lot of tools. There's a lot of programs. There's a lot of just general behavioral changes that if they introduce, they can actually, you know, start to make a big difference. So we're working with a group. It's Maryland High Performance Energy. They work with Energy Star. It's actually supported by the state. It's fairly subsidized. And what they will do is you would contact them. And I don't know the exact URL, but we'll have it up on our website. And they will secure a contractor to come to your home. And the prices vary. It could be anywhere from $300 to $500 or so, depending on the size of your house and what they do. And they'll look at every aspect of your house and give you tips on how that you can make your house more energy efficient. The most interesting thing they do is they actually, you know, seal off your house, and they open your door and they put these large fans, this big blower. And essentially what they do is they just draw air out of your house, and then they walk around and they try to feel where you might have, you know, gaps or holes in your house. And most people think that it might be the fireplace, but ironically, you can feel in next to your light, your sockets, your energy sockets. So what happens is the way your house is designed, you know, that might not have the right insulation in your wall. So there's actually quite a few gaps that might be letting air through your house. And then they'll teach you everything about weather stripping. You know, they'll talk about your insulation. They'll look at the hot water heaters. You know, and then they'll teach you different tactics that you might want to implement as well. Certainly refrigerators, you know, big energy leak from that. From older refrigerators?
Well, most of the new appliances are geared toward green today. So if people have a lot of old appliances, they're obviously going to have a lot of energy leaks.
Yeah, Energy Star is what they're called, and they give Energy Star ratings. So whenever you go to wherever you might be buying your appliances from, ask for Energy Star, and hopefully the salespeople there should be somewhat knowledge about how much, you know, is required of different appliances.
Well, we have just a short, brief period of time. I was going to toss out a little bit of advice of things you can do to go green at home. And its simple list is baking soda, white vinegar, lemon juice, hydrogen peroxide, liquid castile soap, organic essential oils. That's kind of optional. And mixing bowls, use the glass ones, spray bottles, glass ones, microfiber cloths. And that's just a way to start. That's your cleaning stuff. You can clean your house with that.
Yeah, and if you don't want to mix those yourself, there are a number of clean products or green clean products coming out now. A company called Seventh Generation, they sell that at Mom's. I think you probably can get it at Whole Foods and some of the other places as well. You know, they do that. They put the right mix together. And if you look in the ingredients, they're not a lot of your non-toxic ingredients.
They're wonderful. I use Seventh Generation, and they also make paper products and recyclables. So it's a wonderful company. And there are a lot more now. There's much more competition. This is what makes it nice. A lot of availability. Well, you've been listening, and we're going to continue to talk with Dave Feldman after our break. This is Dana Lake, and you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be back talking to Dave after the break.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Question: how's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question: how are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. So the next time somebody asks, how's your back? Just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Overwhelmed, overstressed, overworked, overeating, overindulging. Tis the season to overdo. Protect yourself and your family with TwinLab Immunity Booster, Multivitamins, and Stress B Complex. TwinLab vitamins and minerals can help your family stay healthy, even when they're not acting healthy. Protect your family with TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Taking a calcium supplement may not prevent bone loss. That's because calcium by itself is not enough. Don't take chances. Take Pathway Bone Guardian. This unique formulation contains a superior form of calcium called calcium hydroxybutyrate, plus magnesium, vitamin D, zinc, and other supplements. Mention this show and you'll get 30% off your purchase of Bone Guardian. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5414 West Cedar Lane or call them at 301-530-0800.
Bill Press in the morning. And me, Lionel, in the afternoon on Obama 1260 WWRC.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour. And we've been having a very interesting green discussion with Dave Feldman, CEO of the Livability Project. And they have worked on Bethesda Green and sort of created Bethesda Green, which they hope is a model and a template for many other communities. And Dave has filled us in on a lot of interesting information, and he has some more ahead. We'd like to talk a little bit about an interesting subject of recycling grease, something that restaurants can do. Tell us how that's done and what they do with it.
You know, I laugh because grease has become sexy in some ways. You know, this is a product that not more than a few years ago, was a waste product, and people had to pay to have it removed from behind their facilities. And there have been stories now in New York City and other places that people are stealing grease from behind restaurants because there's a value to it. And, you know, the whole idea about sustainability, you know, one of the things we want to look at is that, you know, products should have multiple life cycles. You know, what's happening is our landfills are filling up and we have become, in general, a very wasteful society. So a lot of products do have a second life and they can be reused or they can be recycled. On the recycled side, the grease is very interesting because, you know, one of the problems we have right now is energy. You know, we obviously are looking for a lot of uses of alternative energies. And grease can be turned into biodiesel right now, which is a fuel that will run on your traditional diesel cars can actually start running the grease. So what's happening is a lot of these. Yeah, it's interesting. And you're hearing a lot about this in the news. But what happened, there are companies that actually collect the grease. And in Montgomery County, it's mandatory. You can't dump your grease down the drain or the sink traps. You have to actually have it collected. But there's a number of different options from vendors who collect them and what they do with them. And there are more now that are actually starting to take the grease. And what they'll do with them is they'll convert it into biodiesel. And biodiesel, it goes through a process. You mix it with lye. You essentially chemically change it a bit. And then you can actually run it in your automobile. And we are setting up a pilot to collect grease from all the restaurants in Bethesda. One of our board members and partners is Federal Realty Investment Trust, and they have a property down in Federal Bethesda Row. And they have, I think, 15 restaurants that are actually down there. And they actually help collect the grease from those different restaurants. So they're helping us set up the pilot, collect from these restaurants, convert it into diesel, which is called B20, which essentially means 20% vegetable oil and then 80% regular diesel. And then we're going to put them back into vehicles. And one of the vehicles we're looking to do this with is the circulator or the trolley that actually circulates in Bethesda. So
Excellent.
We really are closing the loop.
That is, I was going to ask one of those questions. Excellent. So where do they actually do the conversions?
For now, unfortunately, the conversion is taking place. And I say unfortunately because it's not as close as we would like it. But there's a number of different plants. And the one that we're looking at working with potentially is on the Eastern Shore. There's a couple in Philadelphia. There's nothing really in the close vicinity.
But that's the future. I mean, This is the beginning of having things locally and sustaining yourself
right.
locally.
And if you think of taking your grease to Eastern Shore and then bringing it back, it's certainly a lot shorter of a voyage than going to the Middle East or some of the other places we're getting our current oil supply
certainly
from.
Certainly is.
And you know, again, if we can increase the intake, if we can create the number of people who are using this and make that significantly greater, there could be a biodiesel production facility, certainly in Montgomery County or in the general vicinity. So this is a process. It's not it takes
so
a while.
So is the pressure on the county to make some of these changes? Are there bills in the hopper? Do you know that this is the direction that they're going legislatively? Because it seems to me until they actually do it, recycling didn't do well until they really
right.
legislated and
it's interesting.
Made it
and
available.
And I make a caveat. Bethesda Green, we are not an advocacy group. We are a group about education and about setting up green projects. And we work very closely with business. And it's not our role to promote these two governments. But we certainly encourage a government help be, at the table and helping drive some of these different initiatives. And Montgomery County is pretty progressive. One of our council members actually put forth, I think, 26 or 27 bills around a whole host of different programs. One of them is actually a sustainability action plan, which the county is now putting together, which is looking at reducing climate change. I believe it's like 80% by 2050. So the county has been very active in driving some of these
wow.
initiatives down to the community. Oh, it is significant. I mean, it's not something that's going to be done easily. And
wow.
you don't necessarily hear the word sacrifice, but we're all going to need to change our behaviors if we hit those kinds of targets. Now, technology, there's a lot of new technologies out there as well that will help some of these types of things. But at the end of the day, behavior change is important. So,
it's the change that people find so hard. Once they make it, it's automatic, like the seatbelts.
Mm-hmm. It becomes
people
habit.
Fussed and carried on. That was so long happening. No one thinks about it.
Right.
It's automatic.
And it's as silly as this. And it's funny with your kids nowadays. It's turning your lights off. It's not running the water while you shave. People are getting rain barrels right now to collect rain from, the most natural source, the rain, to water their gardens or other
Perfect.
Things like that. They're simple little things to do. But once you start doing them, I just set up a composting bin about, 4 months ago, and I love it. It's actually, I get out there, I turn it over once a week, and it's just something I do now. It's just a habit, and it's something I enjoy doing. So,
Good. You're a good example. Let's talk a little bit. I was interested in green jobs because this is a growing area. And there are a lot of people looking for jobs right now. So,
yes. The term green jobs is used pretty regularly now. It's becoming somewhat commonplace. I think it's even popped its head up in the elections a few times. If you look at green, and green means a lot of things to a lot of people. It means green building on one hand. It means organic foods. This is potentially a whole new industry. And, it's interesting. We had that event I was talking about earlier with you on the 24th of September. And that was a day that the markets had their big meltdown. And I think a lot of people were just upset about the state of the economy. We had this event, 350, 400 people, and the buzz there was electric. And these were people who either started companies or had existing companies that were moving to the green space. And it was incredibly dynamic. And you could just feel the entrepreneurial spirit in that room about people coming up with new ideas. And I think the green jobs is an area that, one is it's local. So, you take solar panels, for example. People need to install solar panels and manage those. They're not jobs that can be easily outsourced.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it from an R&D standpoint, there's a number of companies right now that can employ people to look at new ways of doing things that we do now that can be made better. And there's just a lot of people out there who are looking to make positive changes. And I just look at that as an opportunity. Sometimes you go down the doom and gloom path, but I look at this green jobs as a real opportunity to bring in, you know, just ways of improving on what's existing. You mentioned seventh generation already. There are a number of companies that are coming up with these kinds of products as well.
Well, I see a creative energy toward new kinds of jobs, new concepts, as old ones give way.
Yeah.
Doors closed for doors to open. And I think sometimes people see the loss of a certain industry or a product or a job and see that as devastating, and boom, there's a whole future and something new that's much more sustainable, much healthier for our planet. I always think of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, which I read in the 60s when she wrote it, and I never forgot it. It resonated, and the vision, the visual that she painted, that the birds would have no insects to eat, and the silence in the spring. And I, of course, she was ahead of her time.
Right.
And we've been a long time listening to this message. But I'm glad it's in now.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, Dana, in that, you know, I don't think people necessarily see this green affecting them. And it's becoming more prevalent now. But we live in an ecosystem. So when one piece of that ecosystem breaks down, it will have an effect. And it may take a while before it affects another piece of that ecosystem, before it gets all the way up to us and it affects us. But, you know, you hear about butterflies now or frogs. There's not as many of those out there now.
Well, and bees?
Well, the bees, you know, the bees, if they stop pollinating the flowers or, you know, certain plants, it affects everything. So it really is connected. And, you know, I think we need to wake up and just understand the implications of our actions.
It gives us a newfound respect for the things that we've taken for granted for so long. I'm glad you talked about this. Perhaps a little bit about outreach or the subject you mentioned. Talk about the bike racks and how you try to make it interesting to do something green, but make it artsy and attractive.
And financially sustainable as well.
Of course.
One of the first projects that we did was getting recycling bins in downtown Bethesda. And what we did is we opened it up to the public to actually sponsor these bins. And, you know, people would get their recognition on the side of the bins. We actually put an educational fact as well. So there was an opportunity to both educate but also get the community involved in this.
And someone actually financially sponsors the recyclable.
Right.
Oh, that's
wonderful. We have 15 bins already. Actually, the first one's in, and the other 15 are being put in Bethesda, and then we have, I think, five more before we, you know, finish this pilot up. And then the next one that we look at doing is the bike racks. So we will be looking for sponsor for bike racks, and we're not just looking for bike racks. You know, Bethesda is already an arts district. So it's an opportunity. We look at this as an opportunity to educate, but also to make the community a more special place to live. And, you know, the Capitol Crescent Trail terminates in Bethesda. So biking is a big part of the culture already.
Love that trail.
And, yeah, and if we can take a number of cars off the road and get people on their bikes, first of all, they are better fit, which is a whole different issue. But it gets people on their bikes and gets them into Bethesda and to work. And a number of different groups, Honest Tea, who's you know, one of our board members as well, they actually have a place in their office where you can put your bikes, and they have a shower there right now. So they're helping and encouraging their employees to actually be more you know, bike-oriented.
So we a simple thing that a business can do, and those are nice guidelines. It doesn't have to be major to make a difference.
It does not. There's big things that we can do, and there's little things. There's costly things, and there's, you know, just very simple, you know, easy to do things.
So you're looking to have creative bike racks, and perhaps those can be sponsored.
They will be sponsored, and we might have an angle that they're artistic as well. If you
yes.
look around other communities.
Creative.
The bike racks don't necessarily need to be a straight line. They can be something very innovative, and I think we'll be following that line.
Have you seen the ones in Garrett Park by the store?
Yeah.
I love it. It's art, but it serves a purpose.
Right.
It's a whole new way to look at communities.
And you know, sustainability can be, you know, I mean, it's obviously hard work, but it can be enjoyable and fun as well. You can get people in onto bicycles and make it something that enhances the community as well.
Well, we have more to talk about, and I'm sure we don't have enough time to cover everything. Folks, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. And I'm Dana Lake, your host. We've been talking with Dave Feldman about Bethesda Green and the Livability Project. So stay with us. We will be back for our final segment after this break.
Yes, we can. Vote and support Obama 1260.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big Acidophilus 900% more. Get Acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big Acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary or online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gerro.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Reagan and Obama. Got your attention? Listen tonight at 8 p.m. for the new Ron Reagan Show on Obama 1260 WWRC.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and we've been talking this evening with Dave Feldman about the Livability Project, Bethesda Green, and all the interesting changes and the changes that have been made. I'm impressed very quickly. So if it keeps going this rapidly, Bethesda will be totally green in no time flat. So we talked about grease recycling from restaurants, green jobs, and some of the fairs that you have where people can learn about green industry. We talked about audits that people can have, and I want to remind them of the website, which is www.bethesdagreen.org. Please go on that site. It's a wealth of information. Sign up for their newsletter and get involved, even if you're not in Bethesda. So tell us a little bit more. Talk about the high schools, the outreach, what we're doing.
As I mentioned, Dana, that this is a community initiative, and we want to engage all the different members of the community. And the students have actually been really embracing this. And I think actually in a lot of ways they're leading the charge in this green movement. And we're seeing a lot of interesting activities at the schools. And several of the local high schools in our area, there are three. I think it's Bethesda Chevy Chase, Whitman, and Walter Johnson, are creating green teams. And those green teams are looking to do a number of green programs in their school. And now we're tapping into working with them as well and getting them as part of this initiative. So one of the things that we have is all these different green programs. We have these great recycling vendors or, energy audit groups. We want to work with the students to help them take it not only to their schools but back home to their parents as well. So this is just starting, but each of those teams are coming together, and we're going to set up plans, a strategy on how we can work with the students and get them involved. They get community service hours for volunteering.
I was just going to ask. That's perfect.
Yep. And they're just, the enthusiasm is amazing. At this event that we had, a lot of them were working our various booths. And just whether it was passing out information, folding shirts, collecting names, telling people what was recyclable versus what was compostable. You know, the kids are wonderful. We're actually a plug for Bethesda Urban Partnership, but the Taste of Bethesda is this Saturday. And I think they had 40,000 people last year. That's a lot of waste. So there's opportunities for some of the kids to come out, and we call them – well, I don't know what we're calling them. I think they called them the Green Police, but they were laughing. Just essentially ensuring that people put the right waste materials in the right bins. So we're coming up with lots of ways that the kids can get involved in this, and we're looking for them to provide us ideas on how we can support them as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. So tell me a little bit about the contest. I was fascinated by this, promoting audits. So they get some kind of credit or advantage if they get more parents doing home audits.
Well, there has been a suggestion, and we haven't formalized this yet, but this could be sometime in early January, that, how do you get the kids involved and how do you get their parents involved? Parents love competition. So we decided that we're going to put a couple of rival competitions together between the various high schools. And the first one we're looking at doing possibly is around energy audits. And those that get the most energy audits will get recognition. We haven't determined what the prize will be, but we'll certainly make it significant. And the nice thing is that we're also going to make a nice package so that if, a school comes back to us and say, okay, we have 50 audits or 20 audits, whatever that number is, we will actually be able to apply a discount to those audits. So if it would normally be 300 or 350, whatnot, we'll be able to provide discounts based on a scaled level.
So everybody benefits.
And
they learn.
Right. And when the kids get out there, again, this green team is going to be the hub or the catalyst to the rest of the schools. And, hopefully we have dozens of kids involved in this project.
Well, this sounds very much like the efforts trying to get people to stop smoking, of educating children and then the children going home and criticizing, taking to task their parents. So this is an opportunity for everybody to share in a benefit.
And we're also working with the private schools as well. I certainly don't want to leave them out. Sidwell Friends and a number of other schools have been engaged in this as well. So it really is a broad scope of who we're working with.
It certainly is. It will obviously filter down to junior high and elementary, middle school.
Certainly. We've made a number of presentations to the schools there, and the kids there are enthusiastic about it as well. They're probably not as sophisticated as the kinds of things that they can get involved in, but certainly recycling. We had a Washington Caps, one of the Washington Caps came out, and we actually had a bottle caps recycling event. So they actually recycled and brought in all their bottles, and then we kept the caps to keep a count of how many plastic bottles were recycled. And the kids could, take those caps, and we made art out of the caps, and they really could visualize what they were doing to save the environment. We could not quantify it in some ways. And the Capitals player really made things exciting as well.
This is an amazing amount of work.
Yeah.
And it seems amazingly successful to me. What other tidbits do we want to talk about that we may not have covered or even repeat some for those who may have tuned in a little bit late? We did talk about the grease in the restaurants and more outreach. I was also interested that this is really involving business, the residents, nonprofits, government, all levels.
Right.
And how often can people come to those work groups that you have? Can outsiders come, or is it pretty much a set as to who's in the working groups?
Oh, no. We're very open. It's, we meet each of the four working groups that are up and running meet once a month.
Uh-huh.
And they're over at the Montgomery County Regional Service Center, which is right by the Bethesda Metro. And it's a government facility there, and they have some very large rooms. And we have people from all walks of life who come to these meetings. And, the only thing I say is if you come and you start suggesting things, we're going to put you to work and make you get involved.
that's
how we get a lot done, right?
That's always a problem.
One last note, Dana. This is actually something that's just unfolding right now. But we think we actually might have a physical space for our organization. And one of our board members, Chevy Chase Bank, has opened up the top floor of one of their banks, and it's still in process. But we're looking to have an education center and possibly do some incubating of small green companies and have a facility where we actually keep on bringing the community together to work together. You know, it'll be a place for the green teams to come and meet and so forth. So, you know, that'll certainly be up on the website as well. But that'll really, you know, if you want to work with the community, you need to have a place where they can come and gather to do the kinds of things that we're hoping to accomplish.
You really do. A space of your own. It's amazing. It's you're going to need a much bigger space.
The local coffee shops will miss me.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of wonderful information, and I thank you very much, Dave, for being here on the show and sharing the information. I want to give the website out again. It's www.BethesdaGreen.com.
.org,
excuse me, thank you.
No problem.
There's a very important difference, because there is a BethesdaGreen.com too. In any case, this is the livability project we've been talking about, and Bethesda Green with Dave Feldman, who's CEO of the Livability Project. And I'm really excited that it's local in our community, and we are actually seeding something that's going to become the status quo, not just in Montgomery County and in Maryland, but all over the country.
Yeah, my goal is to help get this information out there to as many people as possible. And, you know, if we can scale this up to other parts of Montgomery County, which is under discussion, that would be great. But we want to put tips out there. We want to put as much information. We want to put our approach out on the web so others can say, let's do this in our own community as well. And it's, you know, we do need to make some changes. There's no doubt about this. And this green movement has taken on, partly because of the opportunity, but also partly because we know that we need to do things differently than we have in the past. And I'm thrilled to be, you know, in kind of the front or, you know, part of a team that's actually helping drive some of those changes.
Very exciting. And thank you so much for being here with us. We started out the show and we talked about ways that you could build your immune system. And I will just summarize those. We talked about love, laughter, friendship, and hope. They boost immunity, exercise, exposure to sunlight, organic foods, which Dave emphasized, and eating whole foods and real foods, not all the processed foods, nutritional supplements, and exposure to common microbes. Yes, get exposed to dirt and get exposed to the bugs. That's how you build immunity. We forget that one. Now I'm going to tell you 10 top things that damage immunity. Trans fatty acids and altered fatty acids that are being used to replace them. Use butter. Butter is better. Don't use the other spreads. No altered foods. Artificial sweeteners. I have them ahead of sugar because they interfere with cell membrane function and they cause weight gain significantly. Harmful additives, pesticides, preservatives, anything that's harmful. I said not all additives and not all preservatives are harmful. And the generally recognized as safe list is getting shorter as more and more substances come off. Exposure to man-made chemicals, sugar and everything containing it, processed carbohydrates, which are your processed flours, exposure to man-made radiation, and lack of exposure to common microbes. I put that on both lists. So I want to thank you folks for being with us on The Essentials of Healthy Living and thank Dave Feldman and remind you to tune in to Progressive Talk AM 1260 every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock p.m. for The Essentials of Healthy Living. And you can access this on myvillagegreen.com. And remember, you only have one body. Go green for your body, the air you breathe, the environment that surrounds you, the personal care products you use, the water you drink, and the food you eat. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health, good evening, and go green.